Engineered by Benjamin Outram and William Jessop, the Cromford Canal was opened in 1794 to enable trade to develop in the Upper Erewash and Derwent Valleys. The creation of the Cromford Canal and others like it quite literally enabled the Industrial Revolution to take place. The canal is 14.5 miles long from Cromford to its junction with the Erewash Canal at Langley Mill. Here, the Erewash Canal in turn joins the River Trent and once linked Cromford to the rest of the 3,000-mile canal system. This gave access not only to many inland destinations, but also to coastal shipping routes, enabling the products of this area to be shipped all around the world. The main cargo carried on the canal was coal from the many mines south of Bulbridge, which were exported to destinations as far away as London. The mines at Hartshay and Pentridge supplied coal to Cromford by canal well into the 1930s. Now, one of the main users of the canal was the Butterley Company, who shipped limestone from Crieche to its iron furnaces above the tunnel at Butterley, where, mixed with local coal, it was used to smelt locally mined iron ore. The cast iron products were then shipped out by canal. The canal's working life ended in 1944, and in the 1960s, lengths were sold off. Derbyshire County Council eventually took over the top 5.5 miles from Cromford to Ambergate and now maintain it as an amenity waterway, open to walkers and cyclists just like yourself. The canal is a site of special scientific interest and is the longest length of canal in England designated as part of a World Heritage Site, namely that of the Derwent Valley Mills, that stretch from Matlock Bath all the way to Derby.